Dayton.com.
Can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you like the efficiency of the post office, the competence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, we're still sort of in Atlanta at the cancer conference we did this weekend, and we're starting off the Advanced Medicine Monday show. And it's really exciting because we not only have Dr. Bitar a little later, but a little later this hour, Neil Shulman. He's the guy behind Doc Hollywood, if you remember that movie with Michael J. Fox. We're going to have a conversation with Dr. Neil Shulman. But before that, we are going to dive right into some advanced medicine. And no, he's not a doctor. He's way smarter than a doctor. His name Bill Stanton, my good friend from Atlanta. We're together again momentarily, and it is so good to see you.
It's always good to see you, Scott. I'm really privileged to see you again.
Well, just so everybody know, newer listeners may not know Bill. He's been in the natural products industry, health food industry, for a lot of years, longer than even me, and had a store in Atlanta and still helping folks. Don't tell anybody, but he's here to do the right thing.
I have been with you on many, many occasions on the Robert Scott Bell Show. How many times? It's amazing. We go back to, I believe, 2002.
When I was a snot-nosed kid. I think it goes back to 1999 even. Well, I want to let you know, Bill is a consummate researcher, investigator, because of his own health issues that he had many years ago. And he's dedicated his life as a vita, not only help himself, which is the only thing you can do if you want to help anybody else, but then to help others with that information. So the latest, greatest, if we dive into inflammation, it's the research into curcumin, is it not?
Well, probably it is, because it does appear as though there's more studies on curcumin, which is extract of turmeric, the herb, than probably all the other herbal medicine analyses and studies going on, and it really is the bomb. Personally, I believe that everybody should be on turmeric, high absorption turmeric, because it is the ultimate anti-inflammatory natural herbal medicine that has absolutely no side effects whatsoever, and so far the research on it, including the reversal of the histopathology of Alzheimer's disease, as I'm sure you know, Scott, and its major role in the prevention of the initiation and progression of cancer. And this is such a simple and easy tool for everybody to use.
Right.
And you don't even need a doctor. You just walk in the health food store and ask for BCM95 or their best turmeric extract, and there you have it. Take it for the rest of your life, just like I have. I've been on it now, 27 years daily? My wife and I both.
It's a spice. It's a food. And yet it's very powerful medicine. It's not new to take that concept that Hippocrates talked about thousands of years ago. But to the allopathic medical profession, it's still a foreign concept for those who have been entrained and basically horse-blinded into believing, or even if they don't believe, into behaving as if everybody suffered from a drug deficiency disease.
Well, and, after the Vioxx debacle, then it was Enbrel. Well, maybe there's not the same diabolical endpoint of Enbrel, but why cannot you use turmeric extract, which really puts out the same fires that these COX-2 inhibitor drugs do without any of the side effects whatsoever, and it's totally preventative, and really what we really want to move toward in the United States, because of the healthcare crisis financially and monetarily speaking, is prevention. And this is something that turmeric represents the ultimate preventative medicine that can prevent many, many different forms of disease because they're all underlying inflammation, as you know very well.
Bill, and of course we know Obamacare is all about prevention because they prescribe, what, turmeric in every... No, wait a second. What was I thinking?
I was thinking you might have been hallucinating.
I think I screwed up. I might have had one too many beers. But no, the point is what you're saying is that they've instituted the strengthening of an already disastrous medical monopoly with Obamacare. Whether there's good intentions or not, we don't know, honestly. On some levels, there might be, some not. But the reality is all it did was strengthen the stranglehold of Big Pharma, limiting the people of America from knowing and accessing and using this outside. If you have any money left, yeah, try and buy some turmeric, which is fractions of a penny on the dollar relative, but you don't even have the pennies left.
Scott, that's why I love you so much, because you say it just like it really is. Prevention is the deficit of modern medicine that has created the scenario that we have out there, which is you need to be sick with that insurance card or that Medicare card because there is no prevention. And for pennies on the dollar, Americans could be preventing, you know, the hundreds of billions of dollars that's being spent now on end-stage disease because of lack of knowledge.
Right.
Nobody is doing that, and you can't watch the networks. You can't listen to the mainstream news in any way, shape, or form because it's all the promotion of end-stage medicine with drugs.
Bill, you know, at the cancer conference I was just at in Atlanta, I had some nice folks come up to me and were a little concerned because I did talk not so nicely about Obamacare. I didn't cuss, but I just said it just like this. I said, this is not about health care. It's about disease creation, disease management. I'd like to see people have health care. But real health care is not what they're offering on any level of the government. And so how do you confront this issue? Because we're not fans of Democrats or Republicans on this. I mean, they're both corrupted, and it's been going on for decades.
And unfortunately, because if you look at the $100 million a year that the big medical lobby is putting into the Congress and all of their ulterior motives, then it's a very negative process if you really are looking for preventative medicine, because they are ensconced in end-stage big pharma medicine, and it's almost saying that it's really too late now if that's where you've ended up, because you had all these years of opportunity to eat right and to detoxify your body of all the chemicals that you've received and go to the health food store and buy natural medicines, and yet who really knows to do that except for a very small microcosm of people in America? Everybody's just waiting, you know, for the big health crisis, and then they're looking at, you know, tens of thousands, even hundreds of thousands of dollars, which maybe didn't have to happen at all.
Yeah, and it's a really difficult dilemma to communicate to many millions of Americans who sincerely want to be well, but really are so lost that without what's called Obamacare, they perceive it's an end-of-the-world scenario, that they need this health insurance or medical management insurance, if you will. And I'm challenged. I know I can communicate things. I am. And I just sometimes struggle because I feel the heart, the pain of these folks that want help, but they don't perceive that there's any way they can help themselves anymore. And so they're looking to the last bastion, the very same entities that created the problem.
Well, I still believe that we can use the Internet for an amazing amount of information and the information highway that exists to better yourself. And I talk to all these clients who have used the Internet and who are using the Internet. At least they're getting beyond the current medical paradigm because it's failed them. And what do you do? And they're using the Internet, and they're reading the cutting-edge books now to try to learn an alternative, natural, first doctor do no harm approach to trying to restore their health and to try to eat organic and eat clean now and try to use let your food be your medicine and your medicine be your food.
What about the concept of growing your own food? I mean, is this something that if people come to you, how many of the folks that come to you for help have their own garden anymore?
Not very many, and most people don't even have the wherewithal to do this. And fortunately, they are thinking outside the box when it comes to going to the mainstream grocery stores, and they are offering some organic now, and we're happy about that. We just need to keep putting pressure on the mainstream grocery stores, because really that's the lifeline of everybody out there. And they are moving, albeit slowly, because really the first line of defense and the first rule in preventive medicine and prevention of disease is let your food be your medicine and your medicine be your food. And in order to do that, you've got to go back to organically grown food. You have to.
I had some folks say this weekend, let your juice be your medicine and let your medicine be your juice. People that were really recovering from cancer by juicing as well, another concept. Of course, you know, this is something that has been written about. We've had people on over the years that have done that. But it's sort of looked at as a sideline. Oh, juicing, isn't that cute? Do that for a week. It's a fad. It'll overgo. But how legitimate is the concept of juicing to you?
Well, I think, especially in deference to Charlotte Gerson, who's probably been doing it longer than anybody, and, of course, her father, the famed Dr. Gerson, that, in fact, there really is something to the concentrated phytonutrition that people do get out of these concentrated vegetable juices. I'm all for it, and I think that anybody that embarks upon juicing is improving their health dramatically in many ways, especially through detoxification and through highly increased phytoantioxidants and phytonutrients that the average American standard American diet is simply not giving you. So I'm all in favor of it, and I believe that it is one definite avenue to improve your health.
The idea of curing cancer without chemotherapy, radiation, surgery, fantasy or reality?
No, it's a definite reality, and there's many in the grassroots that know this, and I have seen it repeatedly myself, and it's just a crying shame that there's been so much suppression of all the different natural cancer remedies out there that are just as legitimate as any of the chemos and radiation. That's what I believe.
Mm-hmm. And you've seen it.
And I've seen it repeatedly, and I've read all these stories from all these legitimate people. I've talked to people, and it should the end has come. We have to stop suppressing this information. It's critical information, because this is the pandemic disease of our era, cancer.
The message is speak out. That's what we do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. My good friend, longtime friend, Bill Stanton, it's great to see you.
See you too, Scott.
What a great way to open the week here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. I'm just rocking it already. Again, Dr. Neil Shulman will be joining us. We've got Dr. Asha Bitar a little later in the program. And, of course, you can call up 24-7, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. All of the links are in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Bill Stanton, my friend, you keep rocking the health world as you do. You inspire
me. Absolutely. You inspire me too, believe me.
All right, we'll be back with Doc Hollywood, Neil Shulman, after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, September 16th, 2013. Gold open this morning at 13,1260. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 13,60, 22, 680, 11 for a half ounce, or 340.05 for a quarter ounce. That's 13,60, 22, 680, 11, and 340.05.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Every Monday here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, it is known as Advanced Medicine Monday. And we're going way advanced now in an unusual way. Actually, it's not unusual because we like to do funny. The guy I got on is a funny guy. He's a guy with great heart. Happens to be a medical doctor. Don't hold that against him. His name, Dr. Neil Shulman. You'll know of him because he was the author of the story, the book, and it was made into the movie Doc Hollywood with Michael J. Fox. Dr. Neil Shulman, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, thanks. Delighted to be here.
All right. Well, listen, we've been chatting off the air. We have the advantage of the audience doesn't know what we've been talking about. But some pretty cool stuff. You're also what we call an emeroid, or you're now an emeroid at Emory University. Now, I don't really talk about my university past because I tend to like not wear any badges at all. But I do respect those who have the heart of a healer, those who are trying to do the right thing, and of course those that make funny movies. Not bad at all.
Thank you.
And you've written many books and things, but introduce yourself to my audience. That's a worldwide audience for Natural News, UK Health Radio, and all the places that may have seen the movie but not know the man behind it.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm delighted to meet all of you. Could you raise your hand so I can see you?
They are raising their hands right now.
There you are, yes. I want to tell you all that I don't want to brag, but I happen to be a klutz. A total klutz. I drop things. I miss my mouth when I'm eating. But I will say I have saved more lives than any doctor in the world.
Now, that's a big statement. Bold statement.
It's true.
For a little guy like you, come
it's
on.
True.
How'd that happen?
By not being a surgeon.
Oh, my gosh. Listen to it. The wisdom is right here.
If I was a surgeon, there would be a lot more dead people. There's a friend, he's a malpractice lawyer. He begged me to go into surgery. He said he'd split anything he made suing me, and I'd be a billionaire in a year.
Well, okay, so you made a good career choice.
I, Absolutely. Maybe not. I don't know if it was economically as beneficial, but I think for the integrity of your, let's call it soul, you probably made the right decision.
For my soul, yes. But if you're out there and you need money,
mm-hmm.
then come and let me operate on you. You'll be able to sue me and become rich.
Oh, my goodness. Well, listen, we sometimes feature surgeons on this, and where I acknowledge allopathic medicine, certainly in necessary surgical interventions, it's quite extraordinary. But you went into medicine in a different path. Did your path actually go through a rural Georgia? Did you teach some folks about Georgia, and they made fun of it in a movie?
Well, I actually spent a lot of time working in rural emergency rooms, setting up clinics in rural areas. I was from the north. I was from Washington, D.C. I came across these people who were just nice southern people, and it got me addicted. So that was how I got connected to the South.
Mm-hmm.
And I had incredibly entertaining stories that took place, and many of them we incorporated into the movie Doc Hollywood. And by the way, Michael Fox was fantastic to work with. He threw a big dinner for homeless people. We were filming it in Micanopy, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
That's when he had his first little twitch in his finger,
leading to the Parkinson's that he's full blown at this
yep.
point. Yeah, you know, and that's an interesting. We talked a little bit about this off the air because I'm passionate about helping people to genuinely overcome disease, and we acknowledge that the role of let's say the pharmaceutical industrial complex is not necessarily to help people. I know it's not nice to say, but it's about making money. It's about monetizing every last little patent they can get. What was the investment made in a Parkinson's drug recently? You're referencing. How much money was spent on it? Was it a Parkinson's or another neurological degradation drug?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
It was like $1 billion of investment that they were sure that...
Oh, with Alzheimer's.
Oh, was it an Alzheimer's drug? Yes,
well,
right.
No, Alzheimer's, they've... At one time, I know they were selling $1 billion worth of the drug, but it didn't
pan
very
out.
Much.
Right.
We think playing bridge helps you a lot more. So if you're Alzheimer's, get out there and
play some bridge. Yes.
And you know, the best diagnostic test for Alzheimer's is hide your own Easter eggs.
What did you say?
Hide your own Easter eggs.
Hide your own Easter eggs. And how is this going to help?
Well, that's how you know you have Alzheimer's, if you can't find them.
If you've hidden your own and you can't find them. All right, well, stand by. We've got an exciting segment coming up. If you know where we've already been, Dr. Neil Shulman is our guest. We'll get his website up for you, and you can check it out on the links at robertscottbell.com. And, of course, if you haven't seen Doc Hollywood, download it on Netflix or wherever you find it. It really is a wonderful movie, and he's got other projects in store, and we'll hear about them as well. So stand by, check it all out. Give us a call anytime, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. The archives are up at Natural News Radio, GCN, and, of course, all over planet Earth. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For 15 years, medical labs have identified and studied redox signaling molecules. Produced within every cell, these molecules are the key to unlock cell repair and replacement. We all produce these amazing molecules, but from puberty on, less and less. But a breakthrough has been made. The world's only redox signaling molecule stabilized outside the body. ASEA is both natural and native to the body, rebuilding your supply of these amazing molecules. The benefits clinically proven. An unprecedented 500% increase in the activity and effectiveness of your own antioxidants. For athletes, a proven 10% performance boost. Yes, even proven by double-blind placebo-controlled trials. And there's more to tell you. Lots more. So go to www.rdxnatural.com. That is www.rdxnatural.com. Let us guide you to the science, support, and the money-back guaranteed first month's trial. rdxnatural.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin B, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
And corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Years ago when I went to Nigeria and then back to Ghana, West Africa, we talked off the air a little bit about this. My experience there was I was overwhelmed with the heart of a people and the individuals that I met that didn't know whether they lived through the day. It changed my perspective on life itself, where I took for granted basic things, many basic things. And I was asked to speak to the doctors there, the physicians in both countries. And in both cases, I urged them to go back into the bush and save the medicine of their ancestors. And they were shocked to have a white guy from America tell them to do that, because for most of, I guess, colonial years on planet Earth, they have all been dominated and told, we're smarter than you, come to us, we'll help you through it. What's been your experience as a physician? I mean, you know, Emory's pretty international. You have interaction with those. Have you been out to West Africa?
Oh, yeah. I've been to West Africa. I've been to East Africa. I wrote a book. Disney once was interested in making it into a movie. We're still looking for a producer, but it's called The Backyard Tribe. It's on Kindle, and it's about a... Actually, Carl Hyacinth wrote a good blurb on our book, actually. But it's about a doctor who goes to Kenya on a flying doctor mission, comes across a little girl who's a member of the Maasai tribe who needs heart surgery and wants to bring her back to Atlanta. Her parents say no way. He says, here's my American Express card. The family can come too. And the whole tribe comes over on his American Express card. They set up their village in his backyard in Atlanta. The witch doctor, the native healer, the Laban, goes to all the Atlanta hospitals, starts treating people, and they all get better.
I love that. That's what I'm talking about. The bush doctor, we call it. The bush doctors out there, right?
The backyard tribe. That's the bush doctor. They've been doing things. They've been passing it down for generations and generations. But some of this stuff isn't patentable.
Mm-mm.
If it's not patentable, then there's not a lot of studies that are done on it, and somebody can't, you know, necessarily make a lot of money on it. Now, there's some drugs that, you know, are very valuable and are patentable. But there are drugs that are not that valuable. And then there are plenty of things that are valuable that aren't patentable.
Dr. Shulman, let me ask you this. What was the point in your medical career that you figured out what you've just said, that it's all about primarily, not the humanitarian side of it, of helping people, but genuinely, how do we patent this new drug and profit off of it to extraordinary levels, and you say, wait, that's not why I wanted to be a doctor. It was more than that.
Yeah, there are a number of things that sort of opened the door to this whole process for me. First of all, I was a political science major at George Washington University. I took parliamentary procedure in the U.S. Senate, given by the parliamentarian of the U.S. Senate. So I learned, you know, how lobbying works. I mean, you know, you want to run for office, you need a lot of money, people give you money, and you vote for things that people give you money for frequently.
Yes.
I'm not saying everybody does it, but it happens a lot.
I'm not saying everybody does it, but just about everybody does it.
Yeah, and, you know, when it comes to human life, I think the highest priority should be taking care of people. I have a friend who started biotech industry and came up with in San Diego, and he came up with a really good drug for lymphoma, which is very, very valuable. But at the same time, he can't get resources to study things unless he can patent it, and he can't get investors to put money in it because they want to get their money back. But if you're somebody like Steve Jobs and you want to live and you're worth $1 billion, you might be willing to explore other options. And the main thing is to study those and see if those are valuable. But how do you get the resources to do it? Well, if you're worth $1 billion, somebody might say, well, here, look at the people who've done the best and let me know. And we're starting doing that with Parkinson's.
Right.
Starting an effort, a fellow by the name of Jorge Junco at Emory University is the lead person doing that. And he's very, very open-minded. And it would be nice to be able to make discoveries or to validate discoveries that have already been made in Africa.
Do you feel, though, that this Jorge gentleman that we've talked about a little off the air as well, a sincere man, has the capability to overcome this monetization of every aspect of any advancement, for instance, in cures for Parkinson's? I mean, if they go after the botanical world, would they allow the botanical to just come on the market as a dietary supplement and do it, or would they have to synthesize and isolate and patent?
Well, say, I think one of the guys who is very high up in Google has Parkinson's.
Mm-hmm.
So if he wanted to do it, he could say, you know, I figured out I can't take my money with me. I'd like to live longer. Somebody, again, who has a lot of money and wants to extend their dash of life might be willing to say, here's a whole bunch of money. Do whatever you have to do to find out who is doing the best with my disease. And then cluster them and see what those people are doing. There might be 50 of them, there might be 100, 1,000 in the world who have survived the longest. And as I say, J-O-R-G-E, Jorge,
yes.
J-U-N-C-O, you can Google him at Emory University, is really a brilliant guy and starting this with Parkinson's. And
you think we could talk to him?
You definitely could.
Yeah, well, I'd love to. I mean, listen, am I a cynical guy? I don't know what to say. After seeing so much of that monetization issue happen, the domination of Big Pharma over cures that I have personally witnessed, working with physicians and non-physicians alike, not only to reverse things like Parkinson's, but many other, cancer, of course, the conference we were in Atlanta just recently, I would love, and I know there's evidence of consciousness shifting, but part of me goes, I just don't see at that level that they'll even let one guy with a lot of money do it. I mean, tell me I'm wrong. I mean, I'd like to be wrong on that.
Well, if you got 10-20% of the income in the country is generated by 2% of the population, I mean, it's an extraordinary amount. So you're talking about people with billions of dollars or hundreds of millions of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
And they could surely give resources to do this sort of thing if they, I mean, they're going to lose all their money the day they die. So they might have an incentive to invest in this type of an effort because they want to live longer.
Sure.
Or they might have a child who does, or a wife who does, or a husband who does.
Have you met anybody like this, or any buddies like this yet? Because I'm thinking, where are they? They're out there. The money's there. Where is the individual to say, okay, I've had it?
Well, I have a friend who's done this on a traditional basis.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, he has focused on people with cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't see them as patients. But what he does is he takes and finds out what type of cancer they have.
Mm-hmm.
He researches traditional things that are done all over the world and then tries to advise them on the very best place they could go.
Okay.
So it would just be going one step beyond that.
Right.
And looking at the non-traditional things.
Yes.
And then trying to document the evidence relating to that. And then whatever you find out for this person who poured all this money into this, you could put up on the internet and let everybody else know.
I love that. That's what I'm talking about. Of course, we've seen it happen, the dissemination of information via internet, even broadcast media. I do this in talk radio all of the time. Of course, what I call the old media, some people determine it to be the mainstream media. I think they're rapidly losing mainstream status as more people flock from them because they clearly are getting paid every other commercial, Big Pharma. So when they cover these stories, they tend to be biased, and that's an understatement. But I do see the transformation. It's sort of like a decentralization habit. It's not necessarily one rich benefactor throwing out money, but people are wanting to survive, just like you said, whether it's wealthy or not. I saw a lot of folks at the Atlanta Healing Strong Conference that have said, we're not waiting. We're not waiting for the establishment to acknowledge what I now know to be true because I'm a survivor. I've lived despite what the doctors told me that I wouldn't survive.
Yeah, and if a cluster of people with a single disease who've done better
mm-hmm.
get together and they can do crowdfunding.
That's interesting. Yeah.
So all the other people who have that disease might fund them to research further what's unique about them.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're empowering the public and you know, as a doctor, I feel as though, you know, you don't have to be a doctor to think this way. And actually, you can still, there are traditional doctors who would get very involved in this.
Mm-hmm.
That people really went to medical school for that reason. But this is another source of funds that could match the funds that go to a few people who own or the big wigs in a pharmaceutical industry.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I'm not saying there's no pharmaceutical drug that's ever been valuable. There are.
No, even I've acknowledged that on this show. I just like to find appropriate places for them instead of every place. Like, I'm not into monopoly medicine. I mean, I want to find, like you said, what works the best in this situation? Well, we have that. Let's let people know about it. And let's get, you know, these folks out of the way so that people can access it.
Now, people listening, for instance, have, I'm sure, experienced that they know about people who have autism.
Big topic. Yes, we've covered.
And there are people who have a brain disorder that's related to autism. Now, there's another brain disorder, and it's can be documented, and it's monetization.
Ooh, no! Did he say what I thought he said? Dr. Neil Shulman is my guest. We're going to take a break. The brain disorder of monetization. Have you heard it here first? Maybe.
Hey, y'all, are you looking for Chlorella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic. Super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship. And if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
For 15 years, medical labs have identified and studied redox signaling molecules. Produced within every cell, these molecules are the key to unlock cell repair and replacement. We all produce these amazing molecules, but from puberty on, less and less. But a breakthrough has been made. The world's only redox signaling molecule stabilized outside the body. ASEA is both natural and native to the body, rebuilding your supply of these amazing molecules. The benefits clinically proven. An unprecedented 500% increase in the activity and effectiveness of your own antioxidants. For athletes, a proven 10% performance boost. Yes, even proven by double-blind placebo-controlled trials. And there's more to tell you. Lots more. So go to www.rdxnatural.com. That is www.rdxnatural.com. Let us guide you to the science, support, and the money-back guaranteed first month's trial. RDXnatural.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Really enjoying the presence of Dr. Linda Isaacs here with Ty Olinger and me, RSV, on the show today and at the Healing Strong Conference in Atlanta, basically, and looking forward to the next one already. I'm sorry. But Dr. Isaacs, you also have a website, Linda Isaacs, M-D, I-S-A-A-C-S-M-D.com. And you said, well, it's only four pages wrong, but I said, man, if you're involved in it, if it's one page, I want people to know about it and learn about you. So what motivates you, what drives you, your passion? Definitely, as you emoted on when you were speaking at that certain point, I could really see the heart of the healer that said, this is too important. We've got to do what is right.
Well, that is why I do what I do. You know, at the time that I got involved in this work, well, Nick was working on his research project on Dr. Kelly, and I had reached the end of my medical internship, and I wasn't feeling physically well myself. You know, I made it through the internship, but I was exhausted, and once I finished, you know, once that adrenaline rush to just take care of patients and do my job was over, when I finished my internship, I more or less collapsed. I wasn't functioning well. So I went on the nutritional program that we use myself to get better, and I did. Now, you know, I talk a lot about case reports and quality case reports and all that. You know, I wouldn't describe myself as somebody I would myself would write up, so to speak, in the sense that, yeah, people can get chronic fatigue and people can get over it. But I attribute what happened for me was doing the nutritional program that I do. So I have personal reasons to do what I do, but I also was seeing cancer patients. You know, I knew of the patients that Kelly had treated that had done well, and then once Nick was in practice, and then eventually once I joined him, we started seeing patients of our own that were doing well, you know, people that were alive and well and living their life with illnesses that should have killed them a long time ago. Mm-hmm. And there was only the two of us. You know, that I would not have been able to reconcile it with my conscience, you know, if when I finished my internal medicine residency, if I'd just gone off and done a regular internal medicine awesome job.
Right.
You know, and in many ways, my life might have been easier, but I don't think I would have been able to sleep at night. And so I had, you know, I've never felt like, in a way, that I had a choice. I had to do what I could do. You know, if we ever became convinced that what we do didn't work, we would quit. But we've never been able to be convinced of that. So even if things got difficult, we still kept going because we had no choice.
And that's what I mean about the heart of a healer.
You just, I was about to, exact yeah, same words.
I mean,
yeah.
That is, when you wrote your book, Work With Your Doctor,
yeah.
Even if they don't know all that Dr. Linda Isaacs knows, if they have the heart of a healer, they'll roll and they'll take this information, they'll
yeah.
try to do something with it, but if they don't, they're still a little bit asleep, a little bit unconscious to the point where that could harm you. So finding someone with a backstory like this, Dr. Isaacs, again, that heart, that, you know, I say the same thing, that if I wasn't doing this with this level of intent, I couldn't sleep at night. And I'm not one who takes drugs to wipe away what I'm doing wrong. I can't do that. And so I get what you're saying there, and I think that people are being drawn to it. They want, how would we say, integrity, genuineness. These kinds of things are a valuable commodity. Very few people really have out there in the old media, if we know that. So finding someone like yourself, I'm sure it's energetic. The healing is not just the protocol. It's that heart connection,
and it's the humanity that people are looking for as well. I mean, I don't know the number of people that have you know, emailed or called me to get advice and have said my doctor seems like they just don't care.
Mm.
They seem that like a more of a number than a real person to them.
Right.
And so the heart that Dr. Isaac shows, that's what you need in a doctor, is the heart of a healer that cares about people that are going to help you. Whether or not that you can pay them, mm-hmm. sometimes,
yeah.
you know, that's not the most important part to people that want to heal. It's that they heal, mm-hmm. that they help, and so that's what you need to look for in a doctor, is somebody that wants to help you heal.
Mm.
Well, I guess what I'd say is that, you know, I want to give people the tools and I want to help them understand those tools. I want to teach them how to use those tools, but they also have to pick them up. You know, there's a component both ways, so to speak.
Yeah.
And I guess, you know, having been on both sides of the fence, in effect, having been, you know, having done my residency in internal medicine, I've got my boards, you know, I've recertified, I have some compassion for those doctors as well, because I know that they're exhausted. I know that they're being forced to see more and more patients in less and less time. And so, you know, I hope that while I understand why a patient would feel frustrated, I hope that they'll understand not all of them just don't care. Many of them are just completely run ragged by the
right.
system as it
yeah.
stands. They're in some ways as much of a victim as anybody else.
But what you're doing, Dr. Isaacs, is sustainable. It's what they're all going to have to come back around to figure out. And God bless you for doing what you're doing and being a shining light out there. We appreciate you.
Okay, yeah, well, thank you.
Thank you so much for being with us today.
All right, with
well,
that, we're going to take a break. We'll be back after the news with more healing, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1
1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com. Terraganix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.